Track 17. Part 2. Section 1. 13.
Hello, it's Frank Mortimer speaking from Marshall's. It's about our meeting tomorrow at 11. I can't make it. You remember that big order I told you about? Well, it's due tomorrow, so I have to stay here and keep an eye on everything. Apparently the boss doesn't trust the warehouse staff to cope, even though they've got written instructions about where to put everything. Could you give me a ring and see if we can do something next week instead? Thanks. Bye.
14.
Hi there, it's Judy. Just wanted to explain why I had to leave early yesterday. It was an excellent presentation and I was really enjoying it. Unfortunately, my secretary got hold of me and said I'd been called in by the boss. I had already cancelled a meeting with him yesterday, so this time I felt I had to go. All he wanted to do was give me a list of things to do before the inspectors arrive. Boring. Anyway, hope you understand.
15.
Hi there, it's Rob Brightwell from Newmark Landscape Builders. I just wanted to change something on the list I left with you. I thought about what you said, and I think you're right about measuring up the whole area. I do need more paving slabs. I calculated the area incorrectly. So what I'm going to need is another 24 slabs, please. Doesn't matter if they're a slightly different colour. I promise I won't complain.
16.
Yes, it's John Ridgewell speaking. I'm calling about a letter I received from a Miss Sally Sayers. She says she has had to return one of my cheques because I had insufficient funds to cover it. She must know my salary was due to be paid in, and there's plenty of money in my account to cover it now. This has caused me a lot of embarrassment, I can tell you. The company has cancelled the car I ordered and obviously thinks I'm not creditworthy. Could she call me back as soon as possible? I'm on 01278 456 891, and it's John Ridgewell.
17.
Hi there. You asked me to tell you about our complaint system. You should have a copy of this somewhere, but it's really very simple. What we do is send the customer a copy of our complaints procedure with a covering letter acknowledging their letter and saying the matter is being looked into. Next, we get hold of the people who we think are involved and get as much information from them about the situation as possible. We have to keep a record of everything we do and who we've spoken to and so on. That's important, I think. Then we don't contact the customer again until we are sure we have all the facts. That's basically it, really.